Welcome to the Down to Business podcast with Alex Kirby, where entrepreneurs and small businesses come to stretch themselves and grow their company. From interviews to in-depth discussions, you'll learn how to market effectively, increase profits, and become the leader your company needs you to be. Now, let's get down to business.
What's going on, everybody? This is Alex Kirby, host of the Down to Business podcast, where your business is our business. And we're here to help you grow your leadership, your marketing, anything it takes to help your business go to the next level. I've got a great guest on the show today, and we thank her for being here. It's freezing cold here in South Carolina today, and our heater has to be turned off because you have to be able to hear us. And so she's a champion for doing this. It is Miss Kimberly Bagley, business development manager, whatever you want to call that position, at The Blood Connection, guys. A really interesting episode we have here, where we're going to talk about how you can change lives with your business through blood donation and specifically The Blood Connection. Kimberly, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Alex. I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
You're so welcome. I'm really excited to talk about this. We've been talking before we started recording about some of the impacts and some of the amazing things you guys do. So I kind of just want to launch that and let you talk for a minute about the impact of donating blood, things that people may or may not know. Like I told you, I had no idea. And especially, obviously, we've talked about this now for 9-10 months now, the COVID, you know, pandemic, how important blood is, donating blood, giving blood drives, et cetera. So talk a little bit about your background, just let people know who you are. And then kind of get into how you got with The Blood Connection and where you guys land and doing stuff for our community.
Sure. Thank you. I ended up moving to Columbia about a year ago and full time. My husband and I are a blended family. We went back and forth from the upstate to the Midlands for about 4 years before we settled here in the Midlands permanently. And I knew of The Blood Connection from living in the upstate for so many years and the good work that they do in the community. And when this opportunity came open to develop the Midlands, I was excited to get the opportunity to do so. Blood is an interesting beast. A lot of folks don't donate simply because it's out of sight, out of mind, and they don't think about it.
If I don't see the bus, I don't think about it.
Right. And unless there's a catastrophe or a trauma or somebody you know or love that needs it, no one really ever thinks about it. But the demand and the need is huge and great. And one of the things that I repeatedly tell folks is that you can't get it any other place than a human donation. And there's so many cool facts about blood and what it does. It isn't just for trauma. So when you see an accident on the interstate, which we see often.
Especially our roads.
Yes, absolutely. Goodness gracious. You can have a single trauma use up to 100 units of blood, and that's 100 people.
So 100 units of blood for trauma?
Can be used for a trauma. Yes. And
how much can you get in one sitting normally if you donate?
Well, if you donate whole blood, you can get a unit of blood or a pint of blood. You have 8 in your body and every 56 days. It takes about 30 minutes or so to do it. So it's not a super big time commitment. And one of the cool facts about donating whole blood, I tell especially women who enjoy, is that you burn 600 calories while you donate a unit of blood.
So you're working out while you're giving. That's nothing better.
Absolutely. And the blood itself weighs about a pound. So
you guys are like the keto for blood.
How about it? You can't do that walking your dog through the neighborhood is what I tell folks all the time.
But that's what I just want to hit on that number.
Yeah, absolutely.
100 units, and you can pretty much get one in one sitting.
You
so
absolutely can use
that. That's a substantial amount of blood that people need.
Yes.
If something horrible happens.
Yes. And that's an if something horrible happens. People say all the time, well, that's not going to happen to me. But whole blood isn't just for trauma. Blood itself has 4 components: the red cells, your plasma, platelets, and then obviously the whole unit of whole blood itself. And it covers a variety of things. It's babies in the NICU. It's high-risk pregnancies or late-term miscarriages. It's cancer patients. Platelets are the clotting factor in your blood.
Right, and those they're killing your old blood and cells, and then you're replacing them with the healthy stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And the plasma itself goes to, it's pretty cool. Plasma can go to anybody. It doesn't have to be typed necessarily. So, which is interesting, because then that leads us to the next part of blood types. Most people today do not know their blood type.
I have no idea what my blood type is.
Well, come donate blood and we'll tell you what your blood type is.
Definitely. I have no idea. If you asked me for $1,000, I couldn't tell you.
That's kind of crazy. You should know what your blood type is. So
is it not on our license?
It's not on your
license. How is it not on our license?
It should be on your license. You can be an organ donor on your license.
Exactly. I just realized that's crazy because if you got in a car wreck, the first thing they're going to do is look for your identification.
Absolutely. And the first thing they're going to give you.
They should need to know is your blood type.
Right. And the first blood they're going to give you when you get there is the universal blood type, which is O negative. But here's a little caveat about O negative. Only 7% of the population is O negative.
That is so bizarre.
So it's not the most popular blood type, but it's the universal blood.
I'm sitting here and people can't see my reaction on listening to the podcast today, but I'm not exaggerating. I am absolutely shocked. I did not think about having our blood type on our license because I have you don't know this about me, Kimberly, but I have a long history of cops in my family.
Oh.
My uncle just retired, who I'm very close with. Chris knows this. He lives around the corner from here, actually. So I've story after story from him, Lexington County, for 25 years, I think. My wife's uncle just is retiring in 2 months, 25 years, Lexington County.
Wow.
So, and then there's one more close to my family, but we've talked about we've all shared stories about the horrible things they've seen and things. And we've never actually talked about blood need.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because what you're probably going to get at is it's an ignorance is bliss thing. You just don't think about it. You don't think about it at all. And maybe it's like organ donors. Like if you asked, like we know for our organ donor.
Absolutely.
So maybe that's interesting. We might need to reach out to a congressman or something. Seriously, that's crazy.
That'd be great to be the first state that puts blood type on your license.
Have y'all ever had discussions about that? Why is that not a thing?
I don't know. I didn't even think about it till you just said it.
Well, yeah, we need to reach out to our local people on that because that could be a momentous change.
Let's do it.
Anyways, continue, please. I'm sorry. That is just wild.
It is, you know, and a lot of people don't know their blood type. In fact, most don't. And there's so many aspects of blood donation itself that no one really stop and think about at the end of the day. They don't think that if I donate this unit of blood, I could save up to 3 lives. If I...
One unit of blood can save up to 3 lives. That's a statistic. Wow.
So the way it works is that when we draw a unit of blood on a mobile unit or in a donation center, it can be used as the whole blood. It can be used as the platelets can be pulled out of it, the plasma or the red cells can be pulled out of it, depending. But red cell donation, you might hear some people refer to that as double reds. Are a little longer procedure. You can't do it as often, only up to 3 times a year.
Okay.
But what we do is we pull the red cells out of your body and we put everything else back in in the process. So that helps sickle cell patients, anemia patients. I mean, those are huge, and obviously burn 600 calories. But one unit of double red cells that we get off of a patient on a mobile unit, one of those can help up to 7 people.
Wow.
Versus pulling the red cells out of a whole unit of blood, we would need 7 people to donate to pull out platelets.
You said sickle cell. That's become increasingly acknowledged and popular because of football, right?
Yes, yes.
Because I played college baseball and we had to get tested for sickle cell. Was it called sickle cell anemia?
Sickle cell anemia.
Yeah, we had to get tested for it. And that started, but it never, I mean, was it the last 10, 15 years it's become?
Yes, I have a college athlete son and he had to be tested for sickle cell as well.
Yeah, I had to as well. And they're catching it and they're not letting a lot of athletes play if they have it, correct?
They're not. And you know, one of the things that most people don't think about is it takes 8 donors every 3 weeks for 1 sickle cell patient.
Oh, wow. That's 24 sittings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's a lot.
So blood donation itself, not just to mention that it saves people's lives and it's good for burning 600 calories, but it is so good for your physical health as well. It lowers your risk of heart disease. It lowers your risk of cancer. And for lack of a better expression, you're taking kind of old engine oil out of the engine and getting your body to regenerate
like
new
change.
Cells. Yeah, kind of like an oil change. Such a bad example, but
no, my parents own a car repair business, so
you get it. Yeah,
that is so crazy. I had no idea.
Yes.
So it's not just good for people, it's good for you.
Correct.
In multiple ways.
And you know, what sets the Blood Connection apart from other...
Yeah, talk about your organization.
Well, I mean, you know, we're a nonprofit. We're a regional blood bank. I tell folks that live all over the United States, if you donate blood, please donate it with your little regional local blood bank. Those are the folks that are supporting your hospitals. And that's what we do. Everything that the Blood Connection collects in the communities that we're in stays in the community that we're
in. So I'll say this. Let's not say the name of the big bandit here. Okay. We won't do that.
Okay.
But explain a little bit, cause we were talking about this. It's important and we're not slandering them.
Well, no,
the big organization we're all probably thinking of. If you can think for 5 minutes about it, what's the problem with them? You mentioned that they don't give as much locally as they do send it all over.
They don't. Well, they're a huge national conglomerate. Right. And they support many other programs other than just blood donation.
Right.
So they send the blood wherever they can send it that it needs to go first. So it truly doesn't stay in this community.
Which is important because, as we've seen in COVID, you're keeping your money in your community with economy is just as important as keeping your blood in your community.
Yes.
Because, I mean, imagine, I'm not sure, you can probably tell me a story. How horrible would it be if someone you knew in your community didn't get blood because you were giving it to the big guy and they were shipping it out and it just, you missed your person that you knew within your church, within your small group, within your...
Right. You never know.
You never know.
You never
know. Have you heard stories like that where like we were shortaged or something like that?
Well, I have a son at school at the Coast and he gave with the other big monster organization and he got a message that his blood ended up in Kentucky.
Hmm.
So
he was here in South Carolina?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. That's a 8-hour drive.
I know. Hmm. And you know, my whole philosophy on blood donation is if you're doing a blood drive, no matter who you're doing it with, you're doing the right thing.
Right.
And you're helping save lives everywhere. But if you shop local and you eat local, why wouldn't you donate local?
Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Brand Buzz, bringing you the very best in promotional items and branded apparel. From trade show giveaways to creating the ultimate customer experience for your business, nobody will help you more than Brand Buzz. Pop-up displays and banner stands to promotional swag, creating the ultimate customer experience package is what they specialize in. Make sure you go to brandbuzzswag.com to learn more and use the Trifecta5 promo code if you're contacting them through Instagram or anything else. Thank you guys. So talk about like your organization, the impact statistics it's having, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think when our listeners hear, like a lot of our listeners are tradesmen, mm-hmm. entrepreneurs, small mm-hmm. business owners, they know numbers, they understand statistics because that's the whole operation of their business. If people don't.
Sure.
So when they hear numbers out loud, it starts clicking. So do you have anything like that to share?
Well, we've been in the state of South Carolina for 58 years. The Blood Connection has. We started out in the upstate, obviously, South Carolina first.
Like Greenville, Spartanburg.
Mm-hmm, Piedmont, all that whole upstate area. Then we moved down into the Lowcountry and the Grand Strand. And now we're obviously present in the Midlands.
Okay.
100% of the blood that we collect in this community fills the needs in our community first. Hmm. So the 100% of the blood that's collected in the upstate goes to the upstate hospitals first. When we talk about an urgent blood shortage, I mean, that's a real thing. And we want to be able to satisfy the needs of our hospitals in every community that we're in.
Is there a blood shortage right now?
There is a very large blood shortage right now.
In all parts of the state?
In all parts of the state.
Percentage-wise, how low?
You know? I don't really know a certain number off the top of my head, but I know that we've come close on a couple of occasions to doing what they call blood rationing. And that's where hospitals will only give to the patients that are critical and urgent and need it. Then the crazy part about that is if you don't have the blood to give to your hospitals, they've got to go somewhere else and get it, obviously. And we want to be able to satisfy their needs because you never, ever know. And outside of COVID, statistically, generationally, each generation has given less than the generation before them. So the whole thought process and the mentality around giving blood is different and has changed than it did when my grandfather's generation. I just think a lot of it's knowledge. And I think a lot of it is there's organizations during the wars that talked about it a lot.
I was about to say that. We haven't had a really significant war. No. I mean, we had the Iraq war, but the Iraqi war kind of felt a little bit foreign to a lot of people because it wasn't that close to home per se.
Well, and I feel like a lot of people just assume somebody else is going to donate.
100% agree with that. It's always that way. Oh, I won't pick up that trash in the parking lot because somebody else will.
Right.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. So our shortage. Yeah, keep going.
COVID. Yeah. So COVID has, you know, everyone's handled this so differently and the best that they know how to do for their families. So say, for example, if you had 1,000 donors on average 1 month, in a normal month, COVID hits, then you might get 800 donors. And then the next month you might get 750 donors. Mm-hmm. Then you each month it's gotten fewer and fewer and fewer donors as the cases have been on the rise and people have been afraid to give and they're worried about the, you know, catching it. They're worried about being around other folks. And I've just said repeatedly, first of all, the need is still going to be there. We're an essential business and the need for blood is never going to stop, no matter what's going on around us.
Probably gone up higher.
It has. It has. And so many patients that are in the hospital now fighting COVID are part of this experimental treatment of convalescent plasma. So that would, obviously, we move into the next phase of this conversation, and that's about donating your convalescent plasma. Mm-hmm. So if you've had COVID or you think you've had COVID, we test everybody for the antibodies. So if you've tested positive and you know you have it, you can donate your convalescent plasma, which can go, that unit of plasma takes about an hour, will go to four different COVID patients. And it helps them, coupled with the medicines that they're experimenting with, to recover faster. So we've got crazy numbers. And the percentage of folks that donate their plasma, their convalescent plasma, to the percentage that have it is really, really low. So I tell folks all the time, if you know you've had it or you think you've had it and you test positive for the antibodies, please consider giving your plasma. Because we need it more than, almost more than we need whole blood, which is kind of—
It's crazy to say
that. It's right there. I know, it's crazy to even say that, but we do, we need it.
No, it makes total sense. I mean, cases are crazy right now.
They are, and they're getting worse, and it'll get worse before it gets better.
Well, I'll tell you, I just went to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
And—
Love it there, though.
We love it there. We assumed with Thanksgiving it actually would not be a lot of people because most people would be staying home.
Right.
And we were just planning on going to a couple restaurants, hotel, big deal. It was absolutely packed. And the amount of people that weren't wearing masks was insane to me, you know. And it's like, it's almost like people have gotten numb to this now. Like once the news of a potential vaccine coming out, it's like everyone's like, okay, don't have to wear this anymore. I'm going to get some medicine soon or whatever. And so the cases are out of control. And my wife's, some family members of my wife, some family members of my family have gotten it. Now, thankfully, they didn't, you know, have crazy complications. But met a guy the other day, his 91-year-old grandfather passed away. And so what you're saying is about the plasma. I've been hearing about that. I've been, Chris and I actually, we really research and we like to talk about the COVID stuff. Not like talking about it, but we are interested in talking about it. Right. And the I keep hearing the plasma, you know, the plasma is a huge thing.
It's a big deal.
The plasma replacement or whatever you're calling that in the hospital is a big deal. So, okay. So what's interesting is how easy, you've talked to me about this some, how easy a blood drive, and I don't even understand blood drives. Like I understand the truck coming around, but how easy this the process can be, a business can partner with you guys, doesn't cost them anything, you said.
Nothing.
Talk about what that looks like and how impactful a blood drive can be for a community, for an organization to do, stuff like that.
Well, I tell folks all the time, you know, if you take care of your employees, they take care of you. And this is a great way to show your employees that you care enough about them and their family and their friends and their church group, because the outreach is crazy. So you're a company, you host a blood drive. It's pretty simple. We schedule a day and a time that works best for you. And you provide a place for us to park the mobile bus. We provide a sign up link so donors can pick a time within that time window that's best for them. And it helps us control donor flow. It helps with social distancing.
So people aren't standing in line for too long.
Correct.
Makes sense.
And then they come and donate blood at their scheduled time. We take care of the incentive. Currently, our incentive is everyone gets a $20 Visa gift card for donating.
Which is great because it probably takes you around an hour round trip.
Maybe total round trip.
Yeah. Yep. So, driving, sitting, and leaving.
Yep. And we want you to give you a few minutes after you've donated to make sure you feel good.
Right.
And then all of the completed donors will be screened for COVID-19 antibodies through MUSC. So if you think you had it, I've had a lot of people say, I think I had it back in January or February.
Before it became national news.
And then if you know you've had it and you're curious to see if the antibodies are still in your system, since that's kind of an unknown with COVID, then that's a great way to find out.
So can you give a testimonial on like a company maybe you've partnered with and just the impact that, you know, they took it to heart you know, they said, man, we're going to own this blood drive. And can you share some amazing testimonies of that?
So the Junior League of Columbia is a group of really hardworking women who service to the community is their thing. Mm-hmm. The first blood drive we did with them, we had 3 mobile buses, 108 women signed up and men signed up, and we ended up with 99 units of blood that day.
That's great.
So that
what's the hope? Is there like a goal?
Well, each bus, we like to collect 27 units. That's our goal. So it usually takes about 32 to 33 people. You will have some that defer, meaning their iron count wasn't high enough. Blood mm-hmm. pressure might have been too high. Most people think, oh, well, I got a tattoo. I can't give blood. That's not true. You can give blood.
That's a great thing to point out.
I have diabetes. Yeah. I can't give blood. If your diabetes is under control and you feel good, you can give blood. There's a lot of misconceptions out there about giving blood and who can and who can't give
blood.
That's
great information. So would you say roughly 100 people per bus per day? Is that what was the number?
Well, if 27 units is our goal for each 5-hour drive, we hope to see between 30 and 35 people.
Okay.
And
that doesn't seem like
it. I know.
30 and 35 people.
Yep. 30 to 35 people.
Wow.
I mean, and we're going to provide a snack for you afterwards.
Right. And you get that awesome little bonus and
you get a Visa gift card.
But what's even better is, I mean, 30 people, I would think that every person listening to this podcast right now, who's a business person,
host a blood drive.
They definitely know 30 people that they could get to come.
Absolutely.
I mean, off the top of my head, we have 20 employees here. If we just did our 20 people and we had 10.
Plus
10,
your family.
Yeah, plus our family. Mm-hmm. You're talking about 60, 80 people.
Yes. And we also do these really cool programs with nonprofits. We do give back. So
let me hear this.
We've got a couple of companies this month that are doing their blood drive as a sole give back. So their employees are going to come donate. And the incentive, the Visa gift card incentive, is going to go back to the company to give to a nonprofit choose. So we do that a lot. And a lot of nonprofits, Harvest Hope, Habitat for Humanity, chose to do a 10 and a 10. So the donors that come get a $10 gift card, and then the Blood Connection gives $10 back.
That's very
to the organization for every donor that comes.
That's great. So, man, this has been super enlightening. So kind of share, as we kind of wrap this up, what's your biggest thing you would tell somebody who is on the wall or on the fence, not on the wall, excuse me, about either hosting a blood drive or giving blood in general? Because a lot of people I know, growing up, I'm a millennial. Sometimes I'm not proud to say that out loud, but it's okay. Are hesitant to give blood. Like, it's like this weird thing with like, I don't really want to get sticked and whatever, like these weird verbiage things we say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So the needle part, I hear that the most. The needle part is literally a nanosecond of the whole experience.
No time at all.
When you're actually on the donor bed, most people donate their unit of blood in 6 to 8 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So it goes quickly.
Yeah,
and
quick.
You know, you're back at it. And some people, you know, everybody has a little bit of a different side effect. Some women pass out for just a millisecond, some get sick. You know, I mean, it's a physical thing happening to your body, but it is such a small little price to pay for the lives that you're saving.
Oh, that's a great point.
So I tell folks all the time, just if you've never done it, don't be afraid. Just try. Mm. Just try. And when it's over, 90% of people say, that was absolutely nothing. I cannot believe I've never given blood before.
So when you say you're regional, because I want to make sure people who, when we get your information, do you guys go to Georgia, North Carolina? What states are you currently doing blood drives?
We are in the whole state of South Carolina, and we're in Asheville, Hendersonville, and Raleigh in North Carolina, working our way into Charlotte.
Okay.
And we're in Northeast Georgia, in the mountains of Northeast Georgia.
Okay, great.
And that's where we are. And we support. The other thing, too, for everyone to understand is that we don't go into a community unless we have a relationship with the hospitals that are in that community. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So tell people, you know, Kimberly, tell people where they can find you, your email, your website, whatever information if they want to connect with you. We'll obviously connect them when they reach out to us through the Down to Business podcast, but...
You can find us at www.thebloodconnection.org. Okay. And I am Kay Bagley at thebloodconnection.org.
Spell Bagley.
B-A-G-L-E-Y.
Perfect. Guys, easy enough. Kay Bagley at
thebloodconnection.org.
Bloodconnection.org. Kimberly, I think this was super insightful. I think our listeners are really going to feel impacted and hopefully inspired to host a blood drive. I know that we're going to talk to you now about doing that next year with our team. So, again, guys, this is the Down to Business podcast. We really appreciate you listening. Thank you for Kimberly Bagley, Business Development Manager at the Blood Connection. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day and go out there and make it happen.